A report reveals the Myanmar government's anti-Christian intent. Ministry leaders are calling for revival across college campuses in the U.S., and Wycliffe drama teams are preparing for spring command performances. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A Myanmar government report due for release next Tuesday reveals plans to destroy Christianity in the country. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says if this report is true, it's the first time the government has actually sanctioned this kind of cleansing.
Obviously, that makes any home where Christianity is practiced a target of the government. We have known that Christians are targeted. We have known that there is a level of ethnic persecution among the minority tribal groups. But this would really put a target on the back of every Christian in the country of Myanmar.
While there are some questions as to the report's validity, it's enough to prompt Nettleton to urge prayer.
Pray for our Christian brothers and sisters in that country. They are active. They are working. They're spreading the gospel. And I think that's part of why the government is uncomfortable with the growth of the church, is because Christians are reaching out and being effective. We can pray that that will continue. We can pray for their protection.
Next, a Christian and a Creative Access nation needs our prayers. According to World Venture, a government worker came to know Christ this past summer. He was recently transferred away from World Venture workers, so he's being discipled through the mail. Recently, his mail was intercepted by a co-worker who reported him to his boss. Now he's concerned he'll be forced to leave his job. Pray that this man will keep his job and stand firm and grow in his faith. You're listening to Mission Network News. While there are many countries that aren't friendly to Christians, that trend is changing a bit. Christians are beginning to provide some enticing services that can get them an invitation. Mission Aviation Fellowship is one such group, says MAF's Ron Hillbrands.
Most of these countries are not receptive to having a Christian missionary come in and translate the Bible or do a church plant or anything like that. But when you provide a service to them, they're open to allowing you to be there.
These technologies are already allowing them into Northern Africa and Central Asia, but Hillbrand says they need more people as they're
becoming more proactive in terms of going and being the first one into an area to open up the area and allow other groups to come in to do other kind of humanitarian work in some of these countries that won't be receptive to a regular missionary.
Go to our website if you'd like to help. Next, collegiate impact is a vital part of Life Action's ministry. Impact Director Dave Warren describes what their network does.
The campus ministry leaders are currently discipling Christian students, and then they will be able to make an impact on those students who will in turn influence the lost on campus.
To that end, those in campus leadership often wonder how best to move campus transformation forward. That's where the second annual Institute of Campus Survival and Awakening comes in. It's being held this June at Yale University. But the group participating in this institute is capped at 100. Why so small? Warren explains.
The focus is to give campus ministry leaders and really full-time campus ministers an opportunity to meet with each other and to seek God together and to also have some teaching from a world-class faculty and group of presenters that will be addressing these issues of revival and awakening.
Registration is open. Go to our website for details. And Wycliffe Bible Translators is just weeks away from bringing the mission field to churches across the United States. Wycliffe's Dinner Theater cast and crew are preparing for their spring tour. This year, they're presenting Sunong, a story of a young Buddhist boy's quest to learn English to be successful, but what happens is incredible. The dinner theater is designed to get Christians to re-examine their role in cross-cultural missions. Pray that as it's presented, many will get more involved in Bible translation. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get a free copy of Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power. It'll give you tips on empowering prayer, especially for persecuted believers around the world. Get Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.